Welcome to this latest edition of the Real Deal Podcast. I'm your host, Cyril Gerald Quinn, as I look back at another episode of course, the hit FX series, Snowfall, Season 6, Episode 8, Ballad of the Bear. This is Episode 879 of the Real Deal Podcast. We're going to jump right into it. Themes, willing to trust and freedom. Those were the two main themes I thought of this episode, because you had people, characters, some of our favorite characters who had to trust each other, even if they didn't trust each other. Like you have Louis, you have Franklin, you have Oso, even Teddy forced to be dependent on people that they probably don't, in their heart of hearts, don't trust at all, or don't like. So that was to me the main theme, and also freedom. Louis won her freedom from Teddy, and Franklin, of course, is searching for his own personal freedom from thinking that, in terms of the money, thinking that it's going to just get everything, is just gonna, just clear all his problems up and set his family up for life. And so I had those as my two main things: willing to trust and freedom. And of course, Gustavo wanting, freedom for his family, and in a sense to get them away from all of his bullshit and the things that he has to go through because of him, of course. And of course, we'll flush that out more over the course of the podcast. Deep dive, the devil you know. So Louis and Gustavo choose Franklin and choose Franklin over Teddy. Now the Gustavo one was easy. Like, there is a strong relationship between Franklin and Gustavo, even going back to season one. And, he saved Gustavo's life. They've always had, a connection, so to speak. But in essence, the safer choice, because remember, Gustavo does not know that the CIA is done with Teddy from that standpoint. He doesn't know about all the intricacies of that. But so from that standpoint, the safer choice would have been to go with Teddy. But even despite that, he chooses to go with Franklin. Louis, a little bit more complicated, because clearly, and I mean clearly, the better choice. Again, she doesn't know that the CIA, in essence, is done with Teddy. Okay? So clearly, the safer choice is to go with Teddy. He's providing the drugs. They have a business, multi-million-dollar business going. They had a prior relationship as far as not, of course, no intimacy, things like that. But in terms of working relationship, she knows Gustavo. She knows Teddy. But in spite of that, she chooses Franklin. There are a couple of things I think went into Louis choosing Franklin. And besides the fact that she doesn't want to be under Teddy's thumb, I think that the problem with, and I'll flush this out more in the next episode with the demise of Teddy, because that not to step on my prediction for episode 9, but Teddy's going to die. It's going to happen in the next episode. The problem with Teddy is Teddy has some Stringer Bell like qualities, in that just did not have, at the end of the day, just didn't have a lot of friends. Didn't have a lot of people that was riding for him. And there's a lack of, to me, emotional intelligence, a lack of humanity with Teddy. Like, Franklin's an asshole and, been called the devil, but, you kind of root for Franklin. They're all criminals, but I root for Franklin to get away. You kind of root for Gustavo, You somewhat rooted for Jerome and Louis. There's no rooting for Teddy. Like no, like I haven't heard anybody talk about they like Teddy. Now the actor Carter Hudson does a phenomenal job playing the character. That means he's doing a wonderful job when you just can't stand the character. And then again, there might be a lot of people at this point who hate Franklin as well. I can understand that. But Teddy, at the end of the day, just had no allies. He had no one. Like think about it. Gustavo turns on him. Louis doesn't fuck with him. Of course, Franklin, you know, that he flushed that down until in season four. The CIA doesn't fuck with him. He has one ally in essence, and that was Parissa, and she really has no, you know, Parissa has no, you know, no weight in the game. She has no power. His ex-wife doesn't fuck with him. No, at the end of the day, when you look back at the demise of Teddy, you can look back at the fact that no one fuck with him. No one. You know, versus Franklin, you know, and Franklin, you know, at least Franklin still has Leon. At least Franklin still had his bomb to a lesser extent. Even his, you know, his even Berenice. So despite all the bullshit that Franklin's done over the course of six seasons, when you compare him versus, you know, Teddy, he's like the man of the, you know, the man of the year. Teddy had no friends, and that bit him in the ass. And again, everybody was against Teddy, CIA, KGB, Franklin's mom, Sissy Saint, everybody. Louis turns on him. Everybody. He had no allies. And that's where, you know, if you watch The Wire, at the end of the day, that's what happened to Stringer. Stringer had no friends. They were just impervious to that part of the game. And they were so like, they had such tunnel vision that it did not allow them to see the entire chessboard. Now, Teddy was a much smarter, understood the game way more than Stringer Bell as far as like from a business standpoint. Like Stringer Bell was a horrible businessman, real estate. That wasn't his, that was, you know, he like Avon said, he was a man without a country. Teddy's smarter than that. Teddy was, you know, I would compare Teddy. Teddy was like the guy. Teddy was like the athlete that stays along a year too late. Like Teddy should be retired by now. Teddy has been in the game too long. He's cooked. So and that comes out, and this episode is came out really the last this past season, the last season and a half. And of course he again doesn't see any of this. Like he, you know, Teddy is a guy who thinks he can score, you know, 50 and win the game single-handedly. Doesn't feel like he needs anybody. And that ultimately will be his demise, thinking that he can do it by himself. Even Franklin had to humble himself and go to Louis and be like, look, can't do this without you. As hard as that may have been for him to do, he still did it. I think a key scene that I didn't mention that we're going to look back and discuss upon Teddy's demise, when it's complete, it will be complete next episode, will be the fact that think about a scene in the last episode where Louis lost Jerome. She tells him, hey, I have to bury my husband. He says, Jerome's dead. She says, yes. And there was no remorse whatsoever. None. Teddy just went on, like, oh, okay. Didn't say anything about it. Didn't even acknowledge. Barely after she said that Jerome's dead, he didn't. I'm sorry. I like them. I you know, whatever. He didn't even give two shits. Like he, you know, it was all business with him. She was just someone that was making money for it was making money for him, or she was someone that was just. She was another, you know, another pawn on the chessboard to him. And that, in essence, contributed to her saying, "You know what, Teddy." Fuck you. I hate Franklin, but I'd much rather deal with Franklin from that standpoint of we just go to war than having to be under your thumb, even though I'm making money hand over foot, even though again that is like that we've had a great partnership during the course of the duration of this series. So at the end of the day, both Oso and Louis went with the devil that they knew, and you know, Teddy Teddy again had no allies, had nothing, nobody to turn to at the end of the day. And that was that it was going to be that, was going to be the reason for his ultimate demise. And again, will take place in the next episode. Best scenes, Franklin also. So we see Franklin also hatch their plan, discuss it at the repast. And that was a, by the way, that was a dope repast. Like that's a, that is they had the black family repast down to a T. Like area, like they it was they had that was a great, great scene set up. Everybody in black. Jerome got the Jerome T-shirt. Somebody rocking a Jerome T-shirt. You had matter of fact, that was Dion's second in command, and now of course Leon's main guy, the one that should be going to college. Then you had the house with memorabilia and all that stuff, brought back memories. And of course, you see Franklin, people who are, reminiscing about all the people that he failed, whether it's Jerome, Melanie. So Franklin also discuss their plan. Basically, discuss their plan. And from a standpoint, and Franklin gives also the money and the passports. And basically says, they basically hash out a plan that would take basically the entire episode. And again, these, this is probably at this point the tightest of relationships as far as two people that absolutely needed each other to have any type of any way they were going to survive. These two, that they were going to survive, they knew that they needed each other in the worst way and were dependent, clearly dependent on each other. And of course Franklin, knows that if, if Oso doesn't show up to the spot, that he's dead. The Louis Franklin beat down. So part of the plan was the fact that Franklin has to convince Teddy, that they had to convince Teddy that Louis turned on him. Not turned on, but that Louis kidnapped him, beat him up, knocked him around a little bit, and that she is going to give Franklin up to Teddy. So during this particular scene, you have, Franklin asks Louis to beat her, basically demands that Louis beat her up, beat him up, punch him in, and she punched him at least six or seven, like five or six times. He, in a way, not taunted her, but egged her on, knowing that she can't stand his guts. And she, punches him and then just loses it, starts kicking him and, says, "Fuck you, Franklin, fuck you, Franklin." And of course, that is, her. There's a couple things that's happening in the scene. Number one, she at her core did not want to do, like, it was one of those things that she was absolutely torn because, number one, she knows that she's helping Franklin and she hates his guts. Of course, blames him for Jerome and what have you. And she knows she had to be someone, obviously still grieving Jerome and having it had to just destroy her within to have to help somebody who they genuinely cannot stand and hate. But in her mind, but knowing that in her mind, she's thinking that it is, in her best interest that this happens, even though without the knowledge of the CIA cutting off Teddy, which she was not privy to that information, this going with Franklin, it was just a bad move when you think about it from a pragmatic standpoint and from just a rational standpoint. Yeah, like it's like you're literally betraying a relationship of a guy who is with the CIA, of someone that could destroy you at any time, as far as just cut off your drug, can like not turn you into the cops, but they can really do some damage to you. So that's what. So this is where Louis is at mentally. Like, was she, this is where Louis is at, was at mentally in terms of the grieving process. And also, I think, and this is the brilliance of this show, it speaks to, and you can say this about Franklin, you can say this about Oso, you can say this about Louis. So Huey P. Newton, one of the founders of the Panthers, had a saying, "I'd rather die on my feet. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees." none of those characters, Franklin, Louis, also, were going to live on their knees. Are going to live on their knees. It's just not going to happen. They rather die to chase, to get something that probably is not attainable. But you hear Franklin over the course of this episode, even though he does not know whether he cannot be sure that Oso is going to make it to that meeting, is worth the risk. Like you had these three characters willing to, in essence, risk it all for the sake of breaking away from, for different reasons. But Franklin and Louis, in essence, breaking away from the system, because in this series, Teddy is the system. Period. Teddy's greedy. He's capitalist. He's helped provide Louis and Franklin a shitload of money, doing dirt. He's the system. And you had these two characters who were willing to risk their own lives and risk everything to break away from that system. So you had the beat down. They leave him there. And of course, we see what transpires once. We'll talk more about that final scene that closed out the show. Also, the children, we knew that. Now, the actor who played also did a phenomenal job, of course, of this episode. He was just spectacular. I've always loved the Oso. So he knows what the plans are. They had the money. They had the passports. He basically says his last goodbye to the children. Of course, the children don't know that will be the last time they see each other. Gives them wrestling mask. Of course, we know also as an ex-wrestler, we know the connection that he had with those kids. You remember, those were kids. Those were the kids, his brother's kids. He took them in season three after his brother and their wife, his brother and sister-in-law were murdered. Brutally murdered, by the way. And we know, listen, Oso was a character, again, very charismatic, very easy to root for. Always liked the character Oso. I'm glad that they didn't kill him in this particular episode. I thought for sure that he was going to die in this episode. But again, Oso, get easy to root for. And you see through the kids, you see the gentle side of Oso. You see that playfulness that balances the cold-blooded killer that he can be if pushed, and the criminal that he is, of course. But he basically says his last goodbye to the kids and, you know, Exarmia, his girl. And they know that the kids, of course, don't believe his story, but he and his girl know that that's the last time that they're going to see each other, period. Gives her instructions to have with a number, a contact number, what have you, that she only has. And they go about their way. And I'm assuming that it was one of Franklin's planes that they used to get them away. Of course, they had the money and the passports that were all, of course, set up by Franklin. So we get to this final sequence. So after Franklin is dropped off by Louis and Scully, also gets arrested by the DEA because he had his own plans with the disappearing his family that traces back to him, that, you know, gets back to the DEA agent. They arrest him. But luckily, again, this was a tribute to having allies here. This is where allies paid off. KGB Ruben, the guy who wanted Teddy McDonald as well, saves him, crashes into the car, kills one of the agents, and takes Teddy to the meeting that he was supposed to be at with Franklin and Teddy McDonald. He just in time rescue Franklin. Franklin, of course, is hanging. And this is like that final sequence where you have Franklin basically saying, you know, I'm sorry for your pops. Franklin thought he was dead, thought he was just done, but with Oso not showing up. Teddy basically has a noose around Franklin's neck. And there, again, not nothing on this show is done by accident. That was not done. That certainly wasn't done by accident. To where Franklin, if he Franklin fights, he's going to hang himself. And you know, Teddy was going to poison him, and then of course dissolve his body with these chemicals. And they, and of course, Kate, you know, they come in, break it up. They come in, save the day, and you know, you see also flip on the Kate on Ruben, able to overpower Ruben, and he say he chooses, of course, chooses Franklin over Teddy. Teddy, you know, begs for Franklin, begs for also to choose him, calling Franklin a traitor and what have you. But we know that that's not going to happen. That is, you know, that also and Franklin are connected. So episode ends basically with also saying, you know, hey Franklin, what do you want to do next? As he now has the advantage on Teddy McDonald, on Teddy McDonald moving into the last two episodes. Listen, I thought the episode, you know, I thought when I first watched the episode, I thought it was something that it somewhat was a letdown. But after doing the research for this particular podcast and reading some articles on the breakdown of the episode and things of that nature, again, I can't have nothing to complain about with this particular episode. This episode was built up. This was a buildup of an entire season for this particular meeting in the warehouse and for this particular setup. All those characters, KGB, Ruben, Franklin, and also were on a collision course to were on an absolute collision course to for this particular meeting. And listen, I you know, so no one, in essence, no one dies. Ruben survives, knocked out by Gustavo. Teddy survives, you know, at least till next episode, and Gustavo survives. And you know what? It makes sense. That makes sense with the relationship that Oso, excuse me, Oso and Franklin have. And you know, we'll get into predictions. We'll get into predictions soon after the MVP. But I have no problem with that particular direction. I didn't think Teddy was going to die in this particular episode. I thought it would be Ruben and also dying in like a shootout in the warehouse. But I'm glad they went in the direction that they went in regards to this, in regards to how this episode played out. MVP Gustavo, like Gustavo, not only because the actor was phenomenal in this episode, like his anxiety, you know, he is just throughout from start to finish. This guy is just about to break, is like losing his mind. He's making just terrible mistakes. You know, one scene he basically says, you know, to the drug dealers, drug dealers, hey, you know, she's, you know, basically she's a DEA agent, jokingly, but again, very, he was very sloppy because of how anxious he was and just in essence cracking under the pressure. And I thought that the actor that plays the actor that plays Gustavo was again played this to a T, as far as just a guy who just has nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and who seemingly is ready for this to be over. So, and of course, he saves Franklin's life. In essence, saves Franklin's life. Even though really it was Ruben that saved his life, but still, even still, he was the MVP of this episode, not only for, you know, for what happened in the episode, but also for just the overall performance by the actor. Thoughts and predictions. Again, I was fine with this episode. I think that maybe my expectations might have been too high considering what had transpired with last episode and the buildup. But the bottom line is, you know, you can't, you know, they were not going to shoot their wad for this. This is not like, I think the best episode would be the penultimate episode. Like I've seen my just experience and watching television shows of this ilk, especially in the last season, that is always the second to last episode that will be the biggest and best episode. It'll be interesting to see how it's so hard for a serious finale to so difficult to wrap up an entire series in one episode. So, but I thought that this episode really set up the final two episodes. You have all the major players that are in play, still things, some things to, you know, to kind of figure out, work out what's going to happen between Louis and Franklin. We know that I don't think that's done. What does this look like for Franklin? having the upper hand on Teddy. Now, I saw a preview of next week's episode, so it looks like, you know, Franklin's gonna has Teddy and Reuben both basically hostage hostage in the same place, and he's gonna pull in Sissy from that standpoint. So it'll be very interesting to see, you know, does Sissy kill Teddy? Maybe. But I predict that Teddy will be killed. I don't know what they're gonna do with Reuben. Honestly, I thought he would die this particular episode. I don't. Reuben actually might survive. And I'm thinking more likely that they're probably that Gustavo, Franklin, and Louis will make it to the last. Well, we know Franklin's gonna make it to the last episode, but Gustavo, Louis, definitely Gustavo, Louis, and Franklin, of course, will make it to the last episode. But I cannot. There's no, I can't see any way that Teddy survives next episode. Now, it's just a matter of who will take him out. So overall, a very good episode. Again, just two episodes remaining of this series, which is very hard to believe, but only two episodes remaining. Again, will Franklin get, you know, still out there in terms of, will Franklin's character make it as far as living or dying? We know that it's not going to end well in some way, shape, or form, but we'll see. You know, again, I still, if I were to predict, I still have Franklin dying, in my opinion. Other couple of other things, Veronique, her water broke, so what do they do with that moving forward? In terms of moving forward, the Parissa Teddy stuff, I know he proposed to her. I give two shits about that. That storyline is just null and void to me. I just don't care about that storyline. Like, I don't think, you know, I've read some just crazy shit on the internet and some of the snowball Reddit that Parissa might rescue Teddy. Yeah, that's not happening. Come on. Like, what are you doing here? She's not going to rescue Teddy. So I don't care about the Parissa Teddy angle it is. Again, what role does Sissy play in moving forward? Also, you still have Leon around. You saw Leon, like, this. I mean, we know Wanda is probably going to make it because the actor Gail Bean is going to be working on a Snowfall. Now, in development of a Snowfall spinoff, and she's going to be on that. So she's going to survive. Will Leon survive? That'll be another question for the next couple of episodes. So we'll see what happens. Again, this is the Real Deal Podcast, Snowfall Season 6, Episode 8, Ballad of the Bear. I will see you next time. So long.